Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Stacking the Box. Ian McMillan here, Sterling Holmes. The NFL schedule has been released. It's kind of the last thing that we have NFL-related until I think it's basically nothing until the Hall of Fame game in like 3 months. So we're going to talk about that, of course, give our thoughts on that. And we are also going to, last week we tiered the 32 NFL teams. Now we're going to tier quarterbacks. We're going to keep this going because this is what we do in the offseason. Sterling, how are you doing?
Good. We could just make up some fake news if you want, just some really fake reports or something.
Yeah.
Like, and just say sources say. We could do that.
We could do that. Maybe we'll go viral for that. That'd be fun.
But we won't because are a podcast with integrity.
At least a little bit of integrity. Before we get things started off and we dig into the schedule here, DraftKings, they are offering a fantastic sign-up bonus for new users. New customers can place a $5 bet on any sport to instantly claim $200 in bonus bets when you sign up with our code STB. You will also receive one no-sweat single-game parlay every single day. The best part is that you will get both rewards even if your first bet loses. Could have tailed my Xander Schauffele at the PGA Championship bet last week, and that wouldn't have been a loser for once. Using our code STB not only gets you these bonuses, but also directly supports our podcast. If you've been considering signing up for DraftKings, make sure to use the code STB to maximize your first bets. This offer is only available to new customers who are 21 plus and physically present in legal gambling states. Please remember to always gamble responsibly. Check the episode description for the full terms of the offer to see if you qualify. Code STB. DraftKings. Bet on it. Get some bonus bets. All right, let's dive into the schedule. Sterling, I think the first thing that we need to talk about, and I don't know if whoever helped make the schedule is a Stacking the Box fan, but we got a primetime matchup, my friend. I did not think one of the Falcons' primetime games was going to be against the Chiefs, but Sunday Night Football, Week 3, Falcons against Chiefs. Do you think our bosses are going to, you know, pay for us to go to this game live together? Maybe a live Stack in the Box from Atlanta.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, I feel like they hate us or something.
Right.
Exactly. Not like they're listening to this right now and like, come on, guys, what are you doing putting us on blast? Yeah. Come on, fly us down. We'll go to Atlanta. We'll get some lemon pepper wings and have some fun.
Yeah, part of me is excited for this game, but also I think I even said last week, I said I hope the Falcons and Chiefs game isn't prime time because I don't really want to watch my Falcons get embarrassed against the Chiefs and watch Patrick Mahomes throw for 500 yards against us. That's probably not going to be an enjoyable night for me. But if they win, it'll be extra fun.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not. It's the Falcons. Come on. It's the NFC South. What are you talking about here?
I will say
it was interesting. Three of the four NFC South opponents of the Chiefs play are on primetime or at least standalone games, which is wild. It was absurd. The Panthers, of course, being the only one that wasn't, because no one wants to watch the Panthers, including Carolina fans. I know this should be a good game early in the year. You know, will Kirk Cousins be having that offense up and running by then? Will it take a little longer for them all to click? That remains to be seen. But again, the Chiefs kind of the same thing. You know, Rashee Rice expected to most likely miss the start of the season. So then you'll have Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Justin Watson. Like, the Chiefs are going to be going through their own issues early in the season, in my opinion, especially offensively. I think it's going to be a clear cut first half, second half for the Chiefs offense. And the Falcons are getting the first half Chiefs offense, which means I don't think the Falcons win, but I think they have a better chance. So for you, Ian, congratulations. You at least have a chance.
Well, over at DraftKings Sportsbook, and if you don't have an account, sign up for an account using STB. They've actually posted the odds for every single NFL game this season, which is pretty wild. So you can actually bet on this game already. What would you? What do you think the line is set at for this game? How favored are the Chiefs in your
opinion? Okay, so in Atlanta, correct? In Atlanta, let me do a little ciphering here. Chiefs minus 6.5. Is that what it is?
Not even close. Chiefs minus 3. You're not giving the Falcons any 6.5 point road favorites. Who do you think the Falcons are?
The Falcons.
Chiefs are this line
from
is
Atlanta.
Short.
That's what I do. You think I was confused on not knowing who the Falcons were? The Falcons from Atlanta. The football team that's not very good. The team that's going to win the NFC South. But
we're like minus 300 to make the playoffs. We're a playoff team.
Your division is atrocious. It's in a book somewhere as like a national atrocity because it's that bad.
The line is shorter than I thought. I would have guessed like Chiefs minus 4.5. But yeah, Chiefs only 3-point favorites on the road against the Falcons. I expect by the time we get to that week, I bet you that line's going to be a little bit longer, barring any injuries. But yeah, I was a little surprised to see that. Chiefs, yeah, I mean, 6.5 is wild. But 3, I think, is a little bit wild on the other side. The odds makers are giving the Falcons some credit this year.
Yeah, because they're going to buy in on all those people like you who are like, oh, Falcons are back. Falcons are back.
All right.
And then they find out, oh, it's still Atlanta. They drafted Michael Penix Jr. 8th overall.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, yeah.
They drafted a running back last year in the first round after having a rookie running back go over a K. They don't know what they're doing.
We'll see. We'll see what happens this year. What are your general thoughts about the Chiefs schedule now that you've had almost a week to kind of take a look at it?
It's as easy as it's going to be when you are consistently winning and you have to play a first place schedule. You play the NFC South. That's awesome. You know, the throw-in game, the 17th game was the 49ers, which is okay. It's the NFC. It's a very hard game, but you're coming off of a bye and it doesn't really matter for seeding. That NFC game is not going to have a lot of seeding implications, in my opinion, so it doesn't make a huge difference. The early bye sucks, the week 6 bye. That's the only real negative I have towards this. Because for all the folks saying, you know, well, they play 3 games in 10 days or 3 games in 11 days, however you want to break those numbers down. Yeah, but almost every other good team does in the AFC. Most teams, I should say. The Ravens do. The Texans do. The Steelers actually do as well. The Chiefs have a little easier 3-game stretch than the majority of those other 3 teams. Like, look at the Falcons. I mean, not the Falcons. Look at the Texans. Look at the Ravens. And then get back to me.
And you're talking about the 3-game stretch over 11 days over Christmas.
Yes, over Christmas. Like, I know it sucks, but also it could be worse is my point. The Chiefs played the Steelers, the third of those final games on Christmas. Okay, it's in Pittsburgh. They're not a great team. Let's be real now. It's either going to be Russell Wilson, the kick returner, Justin Fields. You look at the Ravens and the Texans. Oh, they play each other. Massive playoff implications coming off of, 3 days rest? Yeah, have fun with that one. So in the grand scheme of things for the Kansas City, I think you're sitting back going, okay, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, because the NFL is now having games on Christmas Day this year, Christmas Day falls on Wednesday, which makes the schedule tough because Wednesday's the worst day possible to have NFL games because what week do you put it in? Do you put it into the prior week? Do you put it into the future week? Obviously, Thursday would be a lot easier. Tuesday would even be a little bit easier. Wednesday is kind of no man's land in the NFL schedule. So I believe it's – correct me if I'm wrong. So Wednesday, those Christmas Day games are the start of week –
17. Yeah.
Right. So the teams playing on Christmas will play on Saturday before to give them at least one extra day of rest. And it is the Chiefs. And then those 4 teams that will play on Saturday will then just basically switch their opponents and then play again on Christmas on Wednesday. So those four teams are the Chiefs, the Texans, the Steelers, and the
Ravens.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Playing the Steelers after the Ravens and Texans have some brutal stretches leading up to it. Now, I will also point out they do have the bye before they're 3-11. Mm. So they have that going for them. But the actual games themselves, Chiefs could have been tougher. So I'm not going to complain too much.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How many primetime games do the Chiefs have this year? Do you know off the top
all of them, pretty much.
One, two, three, four. Five?
Yeah. Is it only five? Yeah, but then if you count standalone games, stuff like that, it's a little more. I think what's interesting is last year the Chiefs got boned in the rest category, which is how much rest they have coming off games versus how much rest their opponent has coming off games. Last year, it was almost historically negative, right? The Chiefs were getting boned in the rest category. This year, they're a plus, what, 4, plus 5, plus 6 days, whatever it was. They actually have a, if you want to base it off of that compared to their opponents, again, fairly solid schedule. So I will not complain as hard as I think some folks are. Just, again, they see that 3-11 and think that it's all rigged against the Chiefs. And I'm sitting here going, come on now. No, it's not. Of course, they're going to be playing on Christmas because they're the cash cow. Of course,
right.
The Texans are because they're the other two competitors in the AFC. It matters. This is fun.
Yeah, five primetime games and like actual primetime games, and then a standalone game on Black Friday, and then the standalone game on Christmas. So kind of seven standalone games, the five of them being primetime. But it starts off strong in terms of how they have three in the first 5 weeks. Obviously, opening night against Baltimore, week one, Sunday night football against the Falcons in week three, and then Monday night football in week five against the Saints. A little bit of an interesting Monday night football game. They do start primetime heavy to start the year, three in the first 5 weeks.
Yeah, that Saints game was a surprise to me, I guess, because Derek Carr is the only thing I could think of was Derek Carr and Mahomes, since they played so long against each other when he was with Oakland and Las Vegas. But Tyrann Mathieu, I mean, there's a lot of Chiefs defensive players now on the Saints, but they weren't a whole bunch of big name guys, at least anymore. You know, Willie Gay Jr., Tano Passanio, Colin Saunders. Yeah, I think he's on there too. There's a whole bunch of smaller guys. You know, Dan Sorensen was there, but years ago now.
Yeah, and then the Bucs Monday Night Football week nine. Yeah, it is weird that three of their primetime games are against NFC South opponents. I believe the Panthers, I think their only team without a single standalone primetime game this year, which is tough. You're supposed to have the number one overall quarterback from the year before, supposed to be a young up-and-coming team, but you're so bad that even though you're young, nobody wants to watch you. So tough look for the Panthers. Steelers have an all-time tough ending to their schedule. Starting in week 11, they go Ravens, Browns, Bengals, Browns, Eagles, Ravens, Chiefs, Bengals. All of their divisional games in that final stretch. And their division's not easy. And then you toss in the Eagles, and then you toss in the Chiefs. Steelers fans got got to be upset about that.
Yeah, that's just absolutely brutal. But what I would also point out is they control their destiny then. They control their destiny in regards to, because their division, it's all their division games and all the teams that are going to be in it. Like, if you want to say it's hard, yeah, you bet your ass it's hard. But you have to play all those teams at some point, and now you're saying, all right, we should be healthy, or not healthy, but we should be ready to go. We know what our team is. Let's see what we can do here. Arthur Smith, maybe he has a game plan now as the OC. Now they know who the quarterback is between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. If you are a Steelers fan, that's the way I would try and look at it. But in the grand scheme of things, yeah, that's absolutely brutal. You have to stack up wins early. If you're around 500 early, it's not looking good late.
Yeah, you better hope you stay healthy, because if you have some key injuries, that's going to be a tough ending to the season. But if you do manage to stay healthy and you're one of the healthier teams heading into that stretch, it might give you a little bit of an advantage. Speaking of the Steelers week one, speaking of Arthur Smith against his former team, that's the matchup they decided to go with week one. My Falcons against Arthur Smith in week one. We should crush him. I can't wait for that game. Give us a nice, easy opponent that we know their offensive coordinator. Falcons only 2.5-point favorites right now at DraftKings. Blasphemy. That's insulting. The Falcons win that game by 28.
I will bet you they do not win that game by 28.
All right.
You want to throw some money on to the Falcons?
Not right now. Let's relax. We got to get through training camp and be healthy. I need Kirk Cousins healthy.
Throw down 28. I don't care who the quarterback is for the Steelers. I'll take the 28.
No.
You know what? I'll take the 27.5. I'll let you have the hook.
No. I retract my comment about that. But I do think the Falcons win that game. I do like that matchup for them. But outside of that, the Falcons have a tough start to their schedule. Steelers and then the Eagles and the Chiefs, both on primetime. Eagles Monday Night Football week two. I did predict the Eagles might be a primetime game for them. That's kind of a classic matchup between those two teams, even though they're obviously not divisional opponents.
The Birds. They're both birds.
Bird Bowl. Chiefs. We talked about that one already. Not ideal for me as a Falcons fan, but it should be at least an exciting game. But I kind of expect us to start possibly 1-2 to start the season, which is not great. We did get overall 4 primetime games, Eagles in week 2 on Monday Night Football, Chiefs in week 3 on Sunday Night Football, Buccaneers week 5 on Thursday Night Football. So we have a lot of primetime games early in the year as well. We also have, this is the random one that I didn't expect, was we have a Monday Night Football game in week 15 against the Raiders. Why the Raiders Falcons being a Monday Night Football game? Who cares about that matchup? Yeah, outside of Falcons and Raiders fans,
it's gonna be electric, man.
I'm shocked they didn't make Falcons versus Vikings Kirk Cousins against his former team being a primetime game, but no, we're just slotted in week 14 at 1 p.m. Eastern, so that was surprising to me. Why? I mean, Eagles make sense. Buccaneers make sense. Sure. Chiefs make sense. And you know, at least a little bit. The Raiders is the questionable one for me, especially when you have that Vikings matchup right there that you could use. So I don't know. That's a weird one. Week 15, Monday Night Football, Raiders, Falcons, strap in.
Yeah, I'll tune in if it's on. It's football.
at this point in the offseason, I would take anything. I would take what would be the worst possible game to watch right now?
Panthers, Giants.
Panthers, Titans.
Oh, Panthers, Titans. Panthers, Patriots, dude. The piece.
Yep. Panthers, Patriots. Give me Panthers, Patriots. I would watch every second of that right now.
Yeah. I'd even break it down for you. I'd analyze every little, every snap, every play. I'll tell you which O-line's pulling, which one's not. I'll tell you everything, baby.
I'd bet on it. any other schedule thoughts before we wrap that up? I mean, we already knew what all the opponents were, so now it's just kind of where they're playing with the primetime games. Anything else you want to say about the schedule?
There is nothing that really stood out. Two things, I guess, smaller things. I hate Christmas games on Wednesday. This is absurd.
Yeah, like, it's tough.
I get it that you want to start playing on Christmas because you're trying to eat into the NBA and all, and they're – let them have something. You don't have to have everything NFL. Calm down. Everyone is going to consume your product, okay? But you make it hard for people to consume your product when you're being a bunch of jack wagons, having 7 different streaming services you all have to download. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. First off, think of the people who don't have the ability to have a smart TV, right? Mm-hmm. Okay? Well, how are they going to download and get that stuff? Two, they might not be able to afford to buy all these things. I know it's easy for people to say, well, everyone has Netflix or everyone has that. Well, it's because you have that. Not everyone has that, okay? Then think about older people who don't know how to work those smart TVs, even if they have one, right? My grandpa could not figure out how to work a smart TV. Are you kidding me? What, you're going to sit on the phone with him for 3 hours before the game with every single person you know trying to make sure they can turn the game on? You're making it hard. And four, they make enough money. Bleep that. I'm going to go to a bar and spend my money on a local product, okay? I understand that they're buying that. I understand that I'm spending more money on that one night at the local bar than all of the streaming services combined. But it's just to prove a point, NFL. I'm shopping local. I will have my seven Busch Lights, three Rumplement shots, and whatever food is there, whether it's beer nuts, wings, pickled eggs. I don't give a hoot. I'm going to eat there and drink there before I give you more of my hard-earned money, Raj. Okay? So you chill out, Roger. Okay? I understand you're trying to give more money to the NFL. I get all, ooh, salary cap. So Jared Goff can now get paid $53 million a year. That money that's going to the players and to the salary cap ain't going to number, I don't know, 25 through 53 on the roster. That ain't going to the practice squad. That's going to the top of the top. Just so Jared Goff can now go from 48 to 53. So Joe Burrow can get paid more money. So Ja'Marr Chase and the top of the top can get paid. That's my anger with all this thing. It ain't for the little guys. I think of the little guys over here, Ian. I'm heated.
I'm looking at an article on NBC right now. It's the cost to watch every NFL game this upcoming season. And they even have it divvied up for example, for Peacock, you would only need to be subscribed to it for 1 month. So they don't even have it all subscriptions for all the entire NFL regular season. They have it the bare minimum if you want to watch every single NFL game this season, $857.86 if you sign up for all the streaming platforms. If you take off YouTube TV with NFL Sunday Ticket, so that's just Peacock, Amazon Prime, Netflix, ESPN Plus, $519.92.
And that's the issue right there. You're naming all these sites already.
Right.
All these sites already. I'm going to forget game of, day of, guaranteed what streaming. Oh, bleep. What, is this on ESPN Plus? Wait, is this one on Amazon? Is this Netflix? Is this a Netflix game? Like throw on cable. Throw it on. I should be able to get every single game with antennas. Okay? That's my hot take. I should be able to get every single NFL game with antennas.
Yeah, I like I do actually like streaming better, but I think now.
Oh, dude.
No, hold on. Caveat. They just haven't. They've got greedy. I like the idea of streaming better than cable. Cable's old school. We got to move on. But now they're all good. They've gotten greedy, and now it's more expensive. And it's complicated, and it's not good for anyone except for the people making the money.
Have you ever tried pressing the back button when you're watching streaming services to go from one channel to the next? No, yeah, you haven't, because you can't do it because it's not there. It's brutal. I want to watch multiple games at once. Oh, so then you have to have Red Zone to do the whole four screen. Yeah. I get it. It's ass. Stop making it so hard. You had it with cable. Why did you ruin a great thing? Cable got a little greedy. Sure. But it's less greedy than what all of these services are. I don't need a single streaming service just so I can watch SpongeBob and one to watch The Office and one to watch. Yeah. Stop it.
Just give me a football channel. That's what I want. It's never going to happen. Just give me a make it a monopoly. Just give me one channel that just gives me football and I'll pay the price for it. But that's not going to happen. All right, moving on. I think we can move on from that really quick. I just want to shout out the Giants throwback jerseys that they released. Have you seen these, Sterling?
Yeah, my initial thought was, okay, not bad. And then I thought maybe they should have been left in the 1930s, but they're tough. It was tough.
What did they remind you of when you saw them?
I don't know. Well, let me see.
Can we bring up a picture of them by any chance?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and make Richard throw these on here after we did not give him any sort of heads up. I should have
gave you a heads up on it, Richard. Yeah, so if you can't, don't worry about right it. Now. I mean, they look like the New York Canadiens. Mm. They are just the Montreal Canadiens. The jerseys are literally just the same jerseys as the Montreal Canadiens, a hockey team.
Yeah, I probably would not have guessed that, but you're right. They do look very hockey. They're very hockey-esque with that red little stripe, the bold, big stripe across the middle, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I want to see if I can get a comparison. Probably not. I saw a comparison at one point on Twitter. Am I going to be able to now find that tweet? Not a chance. But they, oh, here's a perfect picture. I'll see if I, yeah, see, yeah, look at those. Let me see if I can really quickly just send you.
Yeah, it's not horrible. The gold, is that what it is? Gold on the bottom with the red and the blue. Man, I don't.
Yeah, it's the blue stripe across the middle. It's even the helmet is, it looks the same. It's.
I hate the helmet. The helmet, I don't understand. It's yeah, a little wings. And the gold makes no sense. I don't mind the actual jersey itself. Wow, that's close.
I don't even hate the jerseys, but it's literally just the Montreal Canadiens. They are the New York Canadiens.
Yeah. I don't hate the jerseys. I don't like the pants or the helmet. That's, I think, what it comes down to. The jersey itself is not horrible, in my opinion.
Yeah, it just looks like a hockey jersey to me, though.
Yeah, I don't hate the hockey jerseys.
All right, just had to shout that out because, yeah, I saw that and I was immediately like, oh, that's just the Montreal Canadiens. They're now the New York Canadiens. I have a take, Sterling, that I'm curious what your thoughts are on this. I was looking through the Super Bowl odds here recently, and I ended up writing an article about this over on fansided.com/betsided. But the favorites to win the Super Bowl, it is the 49ers plus 550, it's the Chiefs plus 600, Ravens plus 950. The fourth team on the odds list, and I was shocked when I saw this, is the Cincinnati Bengals at 13-1 to win the Super Bowl.
We have a fraud alert.
What, Bengals are frauds?
Oh, yeah, that's a fraud alert.
Do you agree with that take or no? Because I don't know how the Bengals can have the fourth best odds to win the Super Bowl. That makes absolutely no sense to me. Their defense is one of the worst defenses in the NFL.
I'll tell you why.
You could even point to, Joe Burrow was hurt last year. They didn't make the playoffs, of course. But they were 5-5 in Joe Burrow starts last year. So it's not like they were like an elite team and then he got hurt and they fell off a cliff.
Yeah, it's Joe Burrow being back. Coupled with recency bias of they may have been the most competitive team to the Chiefs dynasty in this current era, right? The Ravens have been great during the regular season, but they haven't had the playoff success. The only team in the AFC to have any success against the Chiefs has been the Bengals. Mm-hmm. And I think you couple that with they're playing a fourth place schedule.
Yeah.
They're playing the worst.
Worst. That's what that affects two games though.
More than that, but whatever it affects. I mean, you look at that. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I think those people are wrong. I think the Bengals, if you give me a chance, if they'll be the AFC championship game, right? If that's the fourth best odds, right? If you give me AFC championship game or if you gave me they missed the playoffs, I'm taking miss the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's even a question.
I think in our tier list last week, I think potential play or potential wildcard teams, I think where we had them slotted in at.
That's where we had them. I think they're overrated, man. I think you're on the same page as me that they're frauds before the season even starts. But I just think that for some reason, because Joe Burrow is now healthy, which is he? We've not seen him throw a football. We've not seen a quarterback back from this injury. We've seen offensive linemen, not quarterbacks. And can he finish a season? He's finished half of his seasons. Can he start consistently finishing seasons? That'd be great. Who knows what's going to happen with T. Higgins. Trey Hendrickson looks like he's reporting and going through and he's going to play on this contract. But T. Higgins, a lot of unrest there. Their defense, as you mentioned, is not good. I don't understand the hype outside of them playing a last play schedule.
Their defense last season gave up 6.0 yards per play. That was the worst mark in the NFL. 32nd of 32 teams in terms of opponent yards per play. 20th in opponent points per game. 23rd in opponent third down conversion rate. 18th in sacks. 30th in opponent yards per carry. 32nd in opponent yards per pass attempt. And what have they done to try to fix their defense this year? They signed Sheldon Rankins. And then they got Von Bell back on a one-year deal who, yeah, they lost Gino him a Stone. Couple years ago. But
They signed Geno Stone too, if I'm not mistaken.
Geno Stone, yes. Yeah. Geno Stone as well. But he's still, are those players going to fix this defense and change them from a last-place defense in a lot of metrics to even being an average defense? No.
No, but I think just in defense of them, I think they realize they gave a lot of big plays. If you're giving that much yards per play, that's going to probably be buoyed by some big plays given up, obviously. And their safety play was atrocious. They lost Von Bell, so they brought him back. What does he have left in the tank? I think he was pretty darn good last year, if I'm not mistaken, for the Panthers, right? I don't know off the top of my head, but I thought he had a good year, and so he's back. And then Geno Stone was a phenomenal safety with the Ravens. I really like that pick, or that pickup from them. The contract was actually way less than I expected. I mean, you look at contracts on the NFL right now, I think it was like 1 for 7.5, or maybe it was 7.5 million AAV or 8 million AAV. I remember when it first came out, and I was like, man, I would have thought that every team, I thought the Ravens would have kept him for that. So that was surprising to me. I thought Geno Stone was a great pickup. So maybe their thought process is, yeah, we won't be good defensively, but we're going to try and limit the big plays with our safeties. So that's the only thought process I could come up with for those particular spots being buoyed.
Yeah, 13-1 to win the Super Bowl. Teams with either the same odds or longer odds, I'd rather bet on. I'd rather bet on the Lions. I'd rather bet on the Bills. I'd rather bet on the Eagles. I'd rather bet on the Cowboys. I'd rather bet on the Texans. I'd rather bet on the Packers. And I'd rather bet on the Dolphins. And they all have either the same odds or longer odds.
Shockingly, no Falcons.
Huh, I'd rather bet on the Falcons. Well, I already have bet on the Falcons. I've bet them at a lot longer odds than what they're listed right now because I'm smart and I did it before they signed Kirk Cousins. Because wow. I knew they're going to sign Kirk Cousins because I made such a great pitch to him.
You're such a smart man, Ian.
Some would say.
You can clip that. That's the only time you'll hear me giving you a...
all right. Let's wrap up the show here. We're going to rank some quarterbacks. Since we did teams last week, we're going to go quarterbacks today. And the tier list that I found has basically every single quarterback in the NFL. So there are going to be some weird ones. All right. So here are the categories. We've got elite. We got great, good, average, below average, and bums. Maybe we should have added a seventh one for rookies. But I guess we're going to have to try to rank the rookies because there are rookies, obviously.
No, we're ranking the rookies. We're
going to rank the rookies. And also, we don't have names, so we're just going to... see if we can figure out just based on what they look like here. And we should be able to get all of them here. Josh Allen is the first one. Give me elite.
Yeah, he's the second best quarterback in the NFL.
I don't know if I'm ready to say that, but that's okay. I still think he's elite. Tyson Bagent is the next one on the list.
We're ranking backups, I guess.
Just toss him on bums.
I guess bums, yeah. Poor Tyson Bagent. Yeah. Sorry, Tyson.
Yeah, I feel bad, but he's kind of a bum. Yeah. It was kind of fun, the couple games he played in last year. I believe that is Jacoby Brissett, who I think is going to be the starter for the Patriots before Drake May gets the nod.
Yeah, I'll go below average, right?
I'll go below average for Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
This is, I'm blanking on his name, but based on the jersey,
Jake Browning. Yeah.
Last year, when he had those few games, I was kind of hoping the Falcons were going to pick him up. Is he still in Cincinnati?
Yeah, I think so.
Also going to be a good lesson in trying to figure out where all these backup quarterbacks are at. He is still in Jake Browning.
He's still in Jake Browning. Okay.
Sorry. He's still in Cincinnati.
I'm glad he's still in his own body. I'll go below. He's in the same category as Brissett, right? Like, I feel like he's there. Is Jacoby Brissett with more upside?
He had a couple solid starts last year.
Is that average? Is he average?
No.
That's below average. He's not a bum. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go below average for Jake Browning.
He's an above average quarterback, but a below average, or an above average backup quarterback, but a below average.
Yes.
QB overall.
Overall quarterback. Yes.
Joe Burrow.
Are you ready to put Joe Burrow in the elite category?
No, he's great.
You put him in great. You're not ready for elite.
Well,
Super Bowl appearance, two AFC championships.
My elite is very small. Mm. My elite is going to be three quarterbacks.
I'm also going to go great because I think Joe Burrow has been extremely good in the playoffs in his career. In the regular season, he has been great, not elite though. So yeah, I'll go great for Joe Burrow.
Okay.
If he won that Super Bowl he was in, or if he maybe even, you know, won the other AFC championship that he ended up losing the Chiefs, maybe I'd be willing to go elite. I'll go great right now for Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Derek Carr, looks like I'll go average.
He is the definition of an average quarterback.
Yeah.
Elite. That's Kirk Cousins. We're going to go elite for Kirk Cousins.
No, he's
already there. It's already there. It's already there.
He is good. Stop. He is good.
Oh, give me at least great. Kirk Cousins. If you go by metrics, he's great for sure.
He is not in the same category as Joe Burrow.
Well, then maybe you would have to split that up into two different categories, but I would say he is.
I'm way higher on Kirko than the majority of folk. Dude is good.
So what are you basing this off of? I guess good, we need to have this talk. Are you basing it off of stats, or are you basing it off of playoff wins?
No, it's stats, playoff wins, vibes. It's everything. It's how much do they actually influence their team? It's everything, Ian. You know it when you see it. He's good. Dak Prescott is good. Both those quarterbacks are good, not great.
Come on, man. He's leagues above Dak Prescott. What are we talking about? Have you looked at Kirk Cousins' like numbers throughout the years?
Dude, this is going to be brutal. This is going to be brutal.
4,200 yards 2020, 4,200 yards 2021, 4,500 yards 2022. He's a good quarterback. He was leading the league in passing last year before he got hurt.
He's not in the same category as Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert. Stop it.
One of us is going to have to budge here.
He's in the same category as Dak Prescott, as Jalen Hurts, as...
So you're telling me he's only one step above Derek Carr?
Yeah. According to how we have this ranked, yes. He is good, not great. If he was great, he wouldn't be on his like sixth team.
It's third team. I guess put him good, but we're gonna clip this, and then when the Kirk Cousins wins MVP in the Super Bowl this year, you're gonna look like
Matt Ryan with the Colts. How about that one, huh? Maybe win a bet against me, Ian. Gosh, come on, dude.
Daniel Jones.
Below average.
Below average.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton, who below I guess average. He's still with Carolina, below average.
Yeah. Is that Jaden Daniels?
I see an LSU uniform. I assume so.
Jaden Daniels, yeah.
It is Jaden Daniels.
I think
rookie ones are tough.
Yeah, I'll go average.
I think that's going to be kind of how we go with most rookie quarterbacks, most likely.
Yeah.
Sam Brock Darnold.
Purdy. Is that Brock Purdy?
That's Sam Darnold.
Oh, Sam Darnold. Is he a below average or is he buns?
I think he's...
Oh, that's bums. Sorry, I thought I said buns.
Either way would work. I think he's a bum. We haven't seen otherwise. We've only seen bum play from Sam Darnold. So until proven otherwise, which he might this year with the Vikings, he's a bum.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah. Bum.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's a bum. He's fun.
He was nice. I had to make you say it, not me.
Justin Fields, average.
Average, yes. Thank you. See, we can agree on things.
Okay. Joe Flacco? I mean, he's not on a team right now.
I don't know how do you describe Joe Flacco? His run.
Well, he is elite. I mean, that was the question.
Joe Flacco was elite. Joe Flacco elite. He's not elite.
Current version of Joe Flacco. If you look at his career as a whole. Probably still
he was fun last year, and like he was good last year.
He did throw a lot of interceptions.
Yeah, it was a lot of interceptions. I think he's
Dossman average. Dossman
the average. Yeah, I don't want to spend too much time on Joe Flacco, but I feel like he's the average.
Is that Marcus Mariota? No, it's not, because Marcus Mariota is right below.
Is
that Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, it's got to be Jimmy G. That's a good looking man right there. Yeah.
Average.
Below
average.
Yeah, below average.
Below average. Jared Goff.
I'm close to great, but he's good. He's in the same as Kirk Cousins, I think.
Okay, I'll allow that. That does make me feel a little bit better about Kirk Cousins being rated good, and maybe you're just a little pickier with a great quarterback.
I'm very picky when it comes to great and elite. I think Jared Goff is the most underrated quarterback in football right now. If that puts into perspective, I think Jared Goff is closer to great. But he's just on the cusp. Most underrated quarterback in football, Jared Goff.
Okay, interesting. Taylor Heinicke is the next one on the list.
Below average.
Below average. Justin Herbert.
Great.
I don't know if I'm ready for great with Justin Herbert. I think he might be good.
I think he's better than Kirk Cousins and Jared Goff, talent-wise. Now, I know what you're saying. You know, I take everything in totality, you know, record, playoff, no playoff wins, all that stuff. His team has not been great. I watch him, you know, two times at a year minimum, obviously, when they play the Chiefs. Dude is electric at quarterback. He is a game changer on a team that if they had, let's just go ahead and say Derek Carr at quarterback, they would never sniff the playoffs, right? The only reason why they were ever in contention is because Justin Herbert's so damn good. They've had horrible play callers at OC. He's gotten zero help. Brandon Staley was a bum as a head coach. I think Justin Herbert is a great quarterback. I think if you're saying, is he a top seven quarterback, you know, if you're doing a draft right now, would he go top seven? I think the answer from most NFL GMs would be yes.
Sterling, I'm just right now, just for funsies, I've just pulled up the stats of both Justin Herbert and Kirk Cousins, and Kirk Cousins has been better than him in almost every single area.
Well, yeah, because the Vikings are a much better team. Like, that's what's the conversation we're having here. A guy who, one of the worst run organizations in football with the Chargers, or a team where they have Justin Jefferson.
I mean, 10 interceptions, 15 interceptions, 10 interceptions, not great. 7 interceptions in 13 games last year. Hasn't finished the season of it with a quarterback rating over 100 yet. Kirk Cousins has done it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times.
I mean, I think if you're just going to say Kirk Cousins versus Herbert, I don't know why we're having this conversation. I wouldn't know a single GM who would ever take Kirk Cousins over Justin Herbert.
My argument right now is that Justin Herbert's not great. He's good for right now, based on his.
Put him in good then.
All right, thank you.
I just like, if you're looking at the list of Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, and Justin Herbert, spot the one that doesn't fit. It's Justin Herbert. All right, is this Sam Howell? Sam Howell. Sam Howell is, you would go, I don't know, average. He's like a younger Joe Flacco last year, where he just throws bombs and interceptions.
Yeah. Average,
I guess. I think he's better than Dalton.
Is that Tyler Huntley, the next quarterback on the list? What are we doing with Tyler Huntley? I guess they put every single quarback in the NFL.
In the history of the NFL, yeah.
Below average.
No, he's buns, dude.
Okay, sure, bums. Jalen Hurts.
Man, if you'd asked me this before last year, I'd say he's great. I think now he's in the good category.
Oh, I was deciding between elite and great. Can we settle in the middle and go great?
Are you just doing like wins as a QB stat? Like,
no,
he's not better than Herbert. Like, saying he's had more success than Herbert? Yeah, but like, what are we doing here?
I mean, Jalen Hurts 2 years ago was like 2 years ago for MVP. Last year, the excuse you want to use with Justin Herbert, you could use with Jalen Hurts, because the Eagles were in an implosion of an organization last year.
Fine. I hate this.
Let's go great.
He's not what? He's in the same. Oh my gosh. He's in the same category as Jared Goff and Kirk Cousins. The team's great.
Oh, I just disagree.
Oh my gosh. This pains me. Lamar Jackson, elite.
Elite. Oh, yeah. Two-time MVP.
Not even a question. Trevor MVP Lawrence is average to good. He's good.
Yeah, we'll go good for now. But he better improve this year, or else I'm dropping him down to average.
Same. Most overrated quarterback in football. See if we can agree on something.
Yes.
Is this the Ryan Tannehill or Will Levis? Will Levis. Will Levis is – go below average. No, let's go average, I guess, because we put Jaden Daniels there.
But yeah, I'd go below. Average.
I think average. Wasn't good last year.
Well, yeah, let's go average. Let's give him another year. Who is this for the Seahawks? Drew Locke?
Elite.
Who is now on not the Seahawks
Giants
anymore.
Backup quarterback for the Giants.
He's Drew Locke is Giants. Elite. Done. Average.
I'll go average with you. I love Richard just having no idea if we're being serious. John Hughes throws Drew Locke into elite. That's great. He's like, yeah, sure. I'll go Drew Locke elite. Jordan Love.
Jordan Love.
I think he's in the good category. I need one more year of him. Only one quarterback from last year who really took over as a starter gets the great category.
That's good.
Yeah, we'll go Jordan Love good. I need to see one more year. Whichever Patriots quarterback that
Mac
is.
Jones.
Buns. Buns. Mahomes elite. There should be another good. Tier. There should be another tier. There should be another tier for Mahomes. This Mariota looks like Mariota below average.
Yeah. Who is that? Is that Drake May?
Drake May.
I think we just have to put almost all rookie quarterbacks in at average.
Yeah, average. Well, I'm only putting three at average. The rest are below. Baker Mayfield. He's the definition of an average quarterback. He's maybe better than Derek Carr.
Good after last year.
Oh, that's hard. I'll let you decide. I won't have any.
We might have needed an above average category.
Yeah. We could have like 9 categories, actually. Oh, he's making one. Wow.
Can we add an above average?
Wow. Look at us doing this on the fly. We are so technologically advanced.
Sterling, I'm going to just refresh my page here. My audio is messing up a bit, so just take the next quarterback.
Yeah, I'll take the next quarterback. All right, well, he's out, Richard. We're going to move Kirk Cousins down. No, I'm kidding. We're going to move Trevor Lawrence down to above average, Baker Mayfield up to above average. Yeah, there we go. Now we're cooking. All right, who's up next? We got a rookie quarterback. That looks like, is it J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix? That is a young quarterback. That's McCarthy. McCarthy will go to below average. I'm not in on McCarthy. Sorry.
Yes, I agree.
Who's this? Is this Joe Milton? Are we seriously doing a Joe Milton?
That Joe, is Joe Milton.
By the way, how impressive am I, Ian, knowing just by this tiny little 1x1 picture of this guy that I know who it is. Joe Milton will go to below average.
Yes. Gardner Minshew, average. Ooh, average.
Above average.
Okay. I'll settle on that.
I everyone hates on Gardner. And I think if you're telling me you can have Gardner Minshew or Justin Fields, Gardner Minshew or Derek Carr, Gardner Minshew or Sam Howell, I'm ripping Gardner Minshew.
Kyler Murray is an interesting question.
He's good.
Yeah, I think good's right. Yeah, I think good's right. To me, he's teetering between good and above average, though.
I moved Trevor Lawrence down while you were out. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, for above average, no, I agree. Now that we have above average, yeah, that's correct.
Gardner Minshew probably would have imagine if Jacksonville just didn't take Trevor Lawrence and just stuck with Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
Right?
Well.
Just saying. Just throw that out there.
Who's this guy? Is this Bo Nix?
Bo Nix. Yeah, Bo Nix. Below average.
Below average. Unless you're Sean Payton, then you think he's elite.
Yeah.
Who's Mr. Mustache? Is this O'Connell? Aiden
O'Connell. Come on, grub now. This below guy. Average. Below average, yeah.
This mustache is going to be elite. Though. We're going to go elite for Michael Penix.
No, that guy is buns.
Oh, come on. Don't judge him just because he was drafted 8 overall. We can't call him.
I'll go average. I actually liked him as a prospect. His age has me worried, but I think he was maybe the third best prospect as far as like right now. If you're saying who's the third most talented rookie quarterback, I might say him.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe fourth if you want to throw in Drake May ahead of him. But I don't think I would. I actually like Michael Penix Jr. Okay.
Kenny Pickett. Bum.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Who is this guy? He is a
Pratt.
Was this some guy drafted way late in the draft?
I don't know, dude. Sorry, guy.
Yeah, because he has like an AAC jersey on, I think.
Yeah.
Michael Pratt, the quarterback for, he was drafted to the Packers. He played for Tulane. Yeah, we'll go bum. We'll go bum. He was drafted in the 7th round, pick 245.
Sorry, Michael Pratt. He's going to come back and he's Tom Brady. All of a sudden, like, oh, look at these idiots.
Yeah. I guess Jordan loves backup, maybe third string quarterback.
Dak Prescott, good. He's good.
Yeah, I'll go good. Oh, come on. I know we're going to argue about this one.
Brock Purdy's good.
No, come on. Give me. He led the NFL in every single passing stat next year. I would even, I'm not going to, but I could make the argument for elite, but you got to give me great. You can't tell me the guy who led the NFL in every single passing stat last year is not great.
Zero teams, Ian. Zero teams are drafting Brock Purdy over Justin Herbert. zero teams.
Okay, if I give you Justin Herbert up to great, can I get Brock Purdy at great?
Yes.
All right, I'll make that deal.
I don't know if any teams are taking Jordan Love over Brock Purdy. I don't think any team's taking Dak Prescott over Brock Purdy. I don't know.
That's Goff you put up. We need the other blue jersey up there, Richard.
All right, fine. I'll allow it.
All right, thank you.
Nerd. All right, Russell Wilson buns.
Yeah. Unfortunately, now, current version of Russell Wilson, yes.
Yeah, former Russ was great to elite, but.
Yes.
Who's this guy?
I believe that's Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler. He's
on the Saints.
Yeah, I know.
Bum.
Yeah, I'll go there with you.
Anthony Richardson. Interesting question.
I almost want to say above average, but maybe I'm wrong.
I'll go above average.
Yeah, I was thrilled by what he did. Small ass sample size, but I was like, dude, this guy's going to be electric in the NFL.
Is that Desmond Ridder?
Hey, you can say this one, Ian.
Bum. Unfortunately. Hand up, wrong take about Desmond Ridder. Aaron Rodgers. Current version of Aaron Rodgers coming good. Off an Achilles injury.
He's good.
Good. You're not gonna give how many MVPs he went? Four MVPs? Three MVPs?
Is he good or great? He's good. You want to say great? I'll go. I think he's good.
No, I don't think he's going to be good. I don't think he's going to be good. I'll good for right now.
See, Ian,
people forget even his last season in Green Bay, he did not really have a great year.
Yeah, but it was a good year.
He had a good year.
Yeah.
See? So to be fair, the last full season we've seen of Aaron Rodgers, he was good.
Yeah. So sorry, I'm just a smart man, Ian.
Who's this fella?
Who's this guy?
Mason Rudolph. Bum.
Yeah.
Is this another rookie who was drafted in the sixth round? Slovis.
Is there another tier down?
Keaton Slovis from where do we play? Pitt? No.
I have.
He's on the Colts now.
Never heard of him.
USC Point Pitt. Yeah, I've played USC, Pitt, and BYU. He's an undrafted quarterback signed with the Colts. Yeah, let's exactly.
Question mark Slovis. Yeah.
Love it.
Hey, throw that other rookie down there. Spencer Rattler can get thrown in there too if you want.
No, we'll keep Spencer Rattler just because knew who he was. The guy with the green jersey next to Russell Wilson. The guy was drafted in the seventh round. I've forgotten his name already. Pratt?
Yeah.
Is this Geno?
Yeah, Geno is average or below. What do you want to go? I think average maybe.
Oh, no, we'll give him average. Stafford.
He's at least good. He's at least good.
Yeah, I'll go good.
I'll go good with Stafford.
CJ Stroud.
Great.
Great. Yep.
Hey, look at that. I love agreeing with you.
Okay. That is. Is it? No. Who is that? Tua.
That's Tua?
No, that's not Tua. Tua's five in.
Tua Leah? Who's Tua Leah? Is that his brother?
Is that who it is? Or is this
that's his brother.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know he was. I still thought he was in college.
Yeah, he played for Maryland.
What team is he on? He's on the Cardinals. There you go.
He was undrafted. His career history says roster status, tryout. That's not good. So we'll go question mark.
We will go question mark. I don't know. Is that Hendon Hooker? No.
Tyrod Taylor. Below average. Says he's still average. He's below average.
Yeah. Don't know this guy.
Kyle Trask.
Bum.
Yeah, we can go bum.
We saw enough of him. Bum. Don't know this guy.
Come on, grow up, Ian.
Well, you tell me who it is then.
Question mark guy.
It's definitely a question mark guy. Although I am terrified that I'm going to say I don't know who someone is and it's someone that I should know.
Yeah. We've been
so far that hasn't happened.
No.
Travis.
Oh, Jordan Travis from FSU. Yeah, we'll go question mark. Tua, above average. That's all you're getting. You're not getting anything more, I don't think, from me.
I feel like after I got Brock Purdy in the great category, I don't know if I can negotiate in anybody else. For the record, I would put Tua as good.
Yeah, put him in good. Put him in good.
Ooh, thank you. Wow.
I'll entertain it.
Is that Carson Wentz? Bum.
I'd say above average.
You think Carson Wentz is above average?
No.
Stop.
No, I'm stopping. He's a bum. And I'll go below average if you wanted to. Deshaun Watson, below average.
Yeah, I think that's where he belongs right now. This is, I know this guy. Assuming it's a rookie because he doesn't have a jersey on. William? Oh, that's Caleb Williams. We should have known that one. That's tough. See, that's what I was afraid of. That's tough.
I was letting you just go ahead and have some fun with Caleb.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Why? Okay. That's easy for you to say now.
Average.
The lack of jersey is going to throw me off every time. Let's go out. You can't go anymore. You don't want to go above average for Caleb Williams? Then let's go above average. The number one quarterback prospect. Let's go above average.
Okay. He can be there with, yeah.
Jameis Winston, elite.
I got to go elite with Jameis Winston.
Yeah. Awesome. Bryce Young. Ooh. Tough.
Right now, below average, man.
Yeah,
like, we'll I don't want to go above because he had nothing to work with last year.
He's got to have a better year, or else the version of this list next year, where he's going to be a bum.
Yeah, he's going to be with Carson Wentz.
Bum.
I would consider at least good. Maybe bordering great for Zach Wilson.
Yeah,
fair. If you're the opposing defense, we'll go bum.
Yeah. Bailey Zappi.
Yeah, that's buns, dude.
Bum. All right. I think it's a pretty good tier list. Elite. Yeah, I think that is true. I don't think many people would argue with that. I think there are truly four elite quarterbacks. It's Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I think. What else? So those four, man.
Yep.
And then the great quarterbacks are the Joe Burrow. Gosh, I hate two of the five great quarterbacks you have in there.
So if you had it for great, you would just have Burrow, CJ Stroud, and Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
So you'd have three elite, three great.
Yeah, I'd have six. I think we throw around great too often for quarterbacks.
I'm the number one Brock Purdy defender, so I hope he doesn't let me down this season.
Yeah, you sure are. And it's not like you've ever, you know, been let down before by a quarterback, so.
Fact.
Even with a 28-3 lead, like, you've never been let down before. It's crazy.
I don't know what 28-3 means.
You know what it means.
I think I'm pretty happy with the rest of this list.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about this. I like this. Good all job. Right.
We got to be taking screenshots of this and then revisit it after the year. Because
you know we're going to get ripped on for Trevor Lawrence being in the same category as Gardner Minshew, Caleb Williams, and Baker Mayfield, right?
Yeah.
I don't care.
We stay
in our business.
We're kind of Trevor Lawrence haters, to be honest. But it's, yeah. I mean, I don't hate Trevor Lawrence, but I mean, let's be honest. He has not played up to his potential.
No, we stay on business on this show.
So until he plays up to his potential, he's above average.
Yeah. Fair.
And if he plays well this season, we'll bump him up.
I like it.
But we are fair.
Oh, well, that was weird. It's just my face. I didn't like that. It was just my face. I'm like, oh, wow. What do I do with my hands?
There we go. That's our show. Do you have any final thoughts here, Sterling?
Are you excited for the Chiefs to three-peat?
No, I'm not. No, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not falling for the trap where they like get off to like kind of a not great start and then be like, oh, this is not going to be their year. I will be waiting until they're at their lowest and try to pinpoint when they're at their lowest this season and then bet on them to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a smart move because last year you went against him. What happened, Ian?
They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay. And just to put it in perspective, they play the Falcons week three. They're going for the three straight Super Bowl. Threes are coming in spades. That's where the Falcons are week three. NFL rigged? Could be.
Some would say. Some would say.
Yeah, like Jets fans might say that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all so much for watching. Subscribe to Stack in the Box on YouTube. Rate and review the podcast if you're listening to the audio version of this, and leave a comment below on the video on YouTube. Sterling Holmes at Homestretch KC, Ian McMillan at Ian McBetts. Thank you all so much for watching, and we will talk to you all next week.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.